Have you ever walked through a door that God so obviously opened just to get smacked by the people on the other side?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
I think this has probably happened to more people than we are aware of. It certainly happened to the Apostle Paul. Luke records for us in Acts chapter 16 that Paul is trying to go to all of these places that have not heard the good news of Jesus yet and try to share that message there. And Acts chapter 16 starts giving us all these closed doors. It says they tried to go into Asia, Bithynia, Mysia, and at every turn, Luke records that the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them. The door was closed in their face. They couldn't proceed. And then one night, Paul is given a vision. In that vision, he sees a man from the area of Macedonia saying, come over here and help us. Come over here and share the good news of Jesus. And I love the fact that Paul shares this with all of his traveling companions, and there appears to be a consensus among them. Luke records using the plural pronouns. He said, we heard this, and all of it seemed good to us. So they prayed about it, and they proceeded. The first city that they arrived in was Philippi, and almost immediately upon arriving there, they meet a woman named Lydia. They share with her the good news of Jesus. Lydia accepts Jesus into her heart, not only her, but her entire family as well. Right on the heels of that, there's a young woman who is oppressed by demons. Paul speaks a word over her life, and she's set free. Hallelujah, this ministry is off to a great start. And then the very next thing is Paul and Silas are falsely accused, publicly beaten, and thrown into prison. There in prison, God miraculously steps in, sets them free from prison, and as a result of that, the jailer and his whole household, they accept Jesus as their Savior. They're water baptized. Hallelujah. Another great thing in ministry. And then the leaders of the city of Philippi show up and escort Paul out of town. I can relate to this story because this is something that happened to me. In my first pastorate, there had been so many opportunities, so many doors, but every door that we tried, every place that we thought maybe God was directing us, the Holy Spirit wouldn't let us enter that door. And then this opportunity came along that I didn't have a vision, but I had a very clear word from God. And there were so many other friends, just like Luke records the we and the us. There were so many other people, some of them didn't even know what we were praying about, and they would speak a word into our life, and we said, we know where it is that we're supposed to go. And sure enough, just like Paul in Philippi, when we stepped in there, there was all this amazing success. People were getting saved. There was an atheist that turned from his atheism and accepted Jesus as his Savior. There were people stepping into ministry. It was an amazing time. And then just like Paul and Silas, all of a sudden, we were confronted, we were falsely accused, we weren't thrown into prison, but we were pretty shamefully treated, and just like Paul being escorted out of Philippi, we were escorted out of that church. It was painful. But you know, I look back at what Paul writes later on. He writes a letter back to the saints at the church in Philippi, and you read through this letter, and there's no remorse there. There's no anger there. There's no lingering bitterness. But instead, it's one of the most intimate letters that Paul writes back to this church. And he says, look at all of the things that took place among you. He recognized that there were seeds that were planted even in that difficult time, and they eventually grew into a harvest. And he got to see the fruits of those labors. I want to talk to you if you're a pastor. Maybe you stepped into a ministry assignment that you knew clearly God had called you there. Maybe you even experienced some success in ministry. And now there are people that are attacking you. They're saying ugly things about you. They might even be questioning your authority, maybe questioning your calling to be there as the pastor. And you're wondering what in the world is going on. Well, my friend, I'd like you to know that God sees all of this. And this is why I'm a big fan of journaling. I have journals that I have kept at every key moment in my life where I write down the word that I feel like God has spoken to my heart, how it was confirmed, what we were praying about, and how God answered those prayers, because I've needed to go back to them and say, I know for sure that God called me here. Yes, there was a lot of pain, but there was also some fruits from that labor. Some of them we got to see. Some of them I'm sure we haven't seen the results yet. One of the things that came out of that experience was a book that I wrote called When Sheep Bite. And I recount some of my painful experiences, but especially I recount some of the lessons that I learned. Listen, friends, what I experienced there, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. But also, I wouldn't trade any of the experiences, any of the lessons that I gained from that experience for anything in the world. In the very last chapter of my book, When Sheep Bite, let me share with you a few words that I use in this last chapter. I quote from Psalm chapter 126, the last two verses. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. I wrote this. In these verses, we have the promise twice that God will honor faithful, tearful sowing. Just like Jesus, who could endure the shame of the cross because of the joy that he knew was coming, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus and faithfully follow his example. The Apostle Paul assures us of this same promise. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, he writes, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." We don't know all that God will do with our faithfulness, but we can be assured that it is something far beyond what would happen with our natural response of fighting or fleeing. I can hear these promises in this short verse from Margaret J. Prescott. "The seed your weakened hand is sowing may ripen to a harvest broad, which yet may help without your knowing to fill the granaries of God." Friend, stay there. If God has called you, don't leave until he calls you somewhere else. Don't become frustrated and throw in the towel. The natural response to fight or flight is just that, a natural response. I'm calling for you to stick with the supernatural response of faithfulness to God's calling. I sincerely believe that my book can help. There are some principles in there that you'll be able to apply that'll help you bring healing to you and encouragement to you and help you remain faithful to the calling that God has in your life. Please pick up a copy of When Sheep Bite today.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.